an expert. I am a slaw cutting machine now, boy. I tell you, I got it figured out. And I ended up using a lot smaller, I guess it's probably really a mandolin, but ran it across the head rather than me shoving this head across these blades. You know, and everything comes out great. So,
wow.
Yeah, we figured it out. And the kraut is bubbling away now.
So what did you do? You sliced your cat on this board and then put it in an old kraut ceramic bowl thing that they, what do they call it?
Well, a crock.
A crock, yeah.
That's a crock. Uh-huh. Yeah, we got a crock, and actually borrowing one, a real nice crock that has a wooden holder. And truthfully, I was just shredding. Sarah was doing the other part. But basically what it looks like it boils down to is you put a layer of shredded cabbage down, sprinkle a little bit of salt, and it doesn't take much salt. I thought it was pretty salty. It's just like a teaspoon and a half or something like that for, you know, what ends up being about 2.5 gallons of kraut. It's not a lot. No, it's just the natural process of the fermentation. So, and she was sprinkling it in and then sort of tamping each layer down.
Yeah. So it's kraut season.
Yeah, so each layer, you know, sort of started to exude the